Open wide. It's mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Div.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
It's hot on the inside week. Is your soul ready for swimsuit season?
Women rocking man buns.
We'll be talking about our biggest girl peeves.
And we talk about what celebs are buying in bulk with our entertainment reporter, Treva Nip.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and hair hacks.
Hashtag hack it.
Hack it.
Hack it. So you guys can't see this, but Div and I live in New York City.
It's such a great place to find yourself and make art in spite of the unconstitutional ban on ferrets.
Oh, Div, you've like been to my apartment, right?
No, you did invite me to that country club a couple times.
Oh, no. That is my apartment.
Seriously?
Yeah, I love it. It is so hard to find an apartment in Gramercy that has a mineral pool and faces north, but I found it. Hack it.
Oh my God, hack it. Your neighborhood, it's so funny. It reminds me of beige paint.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. No, honestly, thank you.
Of course.
Girl, you got to invite me to your place.
I know. Yeah, it's just hard to have people over since we don't technically have a door. Or like a staircase, but the light is so amazing. I just needed somewhere I could paint that was cocaine friendly.
Oh, right, right. It's like in one of those cool like artist lofts in an abandoned factory, right?
Oh, no. It's a factory that still very much is in operation. It's kind of sad that they make caskets, but we're nowhere near where the dead bodies go, so it's a great location.
Wow. Lesson learned. Every princess needs her castle. Let's move on to this week's theme. So this week we are talking about being hot on the inside.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people think being hot is just a thing you can be on the outside, but you can also be hot on the inside.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, as someone who is hot on the outside, mm-hmm. I want to be clear that we're not just talking about sweaty hot or spicy hot. We're talking about like, oh, I think you're so pretty both in your face and also in your body and also in your soul.
Yeah. And you know what? You guys can't see this right now because it's a podcast, but Quinn has such a pretty soul.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. I bet that your soul has like a super cute Monroe piercing.
Oh my God. She does. But it's not like in your face trendy.
No,
it's just like it looks inevitable.
Yes.
You know what? I bet your sun is like end of summer tan.
It does. It's like the type where it's like, I know this is half artificial, but I could tell that if you lived near a beach, you'd be there all the effing time.
Yeah, like you would be someone who could both have a job and also make sure to enjoy the summer.
It would be like, it's like, you would be like, where's Quinn? And be like, she's at the beach. Duh.
But it's like just your soul.
But just my soul's there. I'm actually here. You can't see this at home, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we just like want to talk about like, you know, you can be attractive on the inside. Like your inside can have an attractive personality.
Yeah, but like smoking hot. Like I just want to like raw dog my essence.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what's in our hearts that matters most. And my heart just got a pedicure and it's super cute. Hashtag hack it.
It's so cute. Yeah. But like you want an inside that someone's going to have to be like, she's not just a pretty face, dude. Her soul's also got a good soul. Does this make sense?
Like, no, it makes perfect
sense. Like you want someone to like want to put their dick in your heart.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you guys like totally get it. Being hot on the inside is just as important as being hot on the outside. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so first a word from our sponsor.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but technology has definitely affected my life.
I don't know anything about it, but I love it.
One of the coolest menstruational advancements is what we use during our period, like Thinx.
Thinx underwear works so well during my period. It almost feels like magic.
It's not magic. It's sleek design technology, Quinn.
Okay, but it feels like magic.
That is true. I mean, Thinx underwear has patented technology built in that can hold up to 2 tampons worth of blood while keeping me clean and dry. That's some witchy shit right there.
You can't even keep yourself clean or dry even when you aren't having your period.
I know. I love mud. Thinx period-proof underwear is designed to keep you clean and dry without pads or panty liners. Go to shethinks.com and use promo code Reductress to take $5 off your order.
Wow, that's like magic.
But Thinx wants you to know, magic's not real. That's shethinx.com. And the code again is Reductress.
Okay, but it feels like magic.
Okay, it is. It was made by magicians.
Vagicians.
Vagicians, it's true.
I'm into it.
This next segment is my favorite segment, called the mouthwash, where we tell you what's been on our taste radar. Here's a story we've been swishing around our mouths at the Reductress office this week. It was written by Dylan Kickham, and it's called Trend Alert, Women Rocking Man Buns.
Okay, so here in New York, this trend is really taking off because it is not just men wearing buns anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love this trend, and we've been seeing women wearing man buns all over the place, at the bodega, at my tar orgy.
You know, I've seen them on those women who come to your house and massage you.
My self-defense through yoga instructor was wearing a man bun.
And my mom was wearing a man bun, and it was honestly so, so cute. I just like wanted to kiss her.
I did kiss her.
Oh.
Sorry.
No.
I even saw a girl rocking a man bun when she was jumping off the Williamsburg Bridge, and I was like, want?
Absolutely. The thing is like, man buns are everywhere. They're not just on men. They're also on women. And I'm going to totally steal this idea.
Me too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Okay, this next segment is my super fan favorite. It's called Girl Peeves. And it's where we discuss what's pissing us off as women. So Diff, what are your girl peeves this week?
My girl peeve this week is bone scientists.
Huh, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so long story short, I got caught shoplifting an antelope from the Natural History Museum, and they were so rude about it. Like, so super rude. Like, you would not believe the things they were saying to me. Like, ma'am, ma'am, ma'am. And like, ma'am, put that down. And like, the legs of the antelope are knocking over children. It's the perfect height for children's heads. It was just like, you're so rude. And you know what? I've heard that self-care as a woman is a political act, and I'm all about activism. So this week, I'm proposing that we boycott any and all businesses run by bone scientists who try to make women feel less than. If you're listening, please don't go to any bone museums or animal bone stores or whatever. I don't care if you want to. It's about progress. They don't know how to treat people, and it's not worth it.
Wow. That sounds super harsh. And the thing is I love bones.
Yeah, all of yours are visible.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I might be beautiful on the inside, but on the outside, you can see all of my bones. And my girl peeve this week is orgasms.
You don't like having them, or
it's my girl peeve.
How is that a girl peeve?
Okay, well, you know, Chab, my boyfriend, is
he doesn't do really.
He is obsessed with my body, and he won't stop going down on me and giving me orgasms. It's like, first of all, you're being desperate. Second of all, be more of a man and ignore me. And third of all, my body is so sore from all these orgasms. I don't even think it burns calories. What the F?
You know what, Quinn? Someone's going to shoplift Chab one of these days.
Oh, you mean it?
Yeah. So here at Reductress, we really rely on things like our brains and our spirits and our spirit animals to help make the content that you're enjoying right now. But a weird fun fact is that we also need money.
Yeah, it's so true. We on the inside don't need money, but on the outside, we like definitely need money.
That's why we're asking you to pledge just $1 a month on Patreon. It's a really cool website that allows you to pledge a small amount of money or a huge amount of money, depending on how big your house is. It sends it to us every month, and then we use it to buy things like tiny hats, big hats, medium hats.
It's mostly hats.
Yeah.
But the good news for you is if you donate $5 a month to Reductress, you get access to our exclusive content, and that includes recordings of us talking to famous people like Katy Perry, except for not Katy Perry, exclusive headlines from our print edition, and behind-the-scenes clips from the Reductress studio, which, to be honest, could fit a Katy Perry in it.
It could. She's not going to return your email, so you should probably stop.
If she's listening right now, though, I am such a big fan of your performance at the Super Bowl. That movie is amazing.
Just $5 a month. I mean, think of it this way. That's as much as it costs for a cup of coffee and a tip and the whole jar of dog treats, because they don't charge for them.
That's so true. You can just take a dog treat, even if you don't have a dog, or even if your dog is Div.
Yeah, that's what I learned, that like, if you have a therapy animal, they can't ask you if it is a therapy animal, and they also can't ask you if you have an animal. Like, it's illegal.
That's so true. So go to patreon.com/reductress. That's patreon.com/reductress, and pledge us $1 or $5 or $1 million per month so that we can keep making cool stuff for you.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Okay, to continue with our theme of being hot on the inside, today we're talking to Treva Knipp, who's an entertainment reporter specializing in tallying up celebrity assets. They call him the monk of celebrity news. Thanks for joining us, Treva.
Thanks for having me.
So, Treva, I love your show on VH1. Obsessed. Can't stop watching it.
Thank you.
Hashtag hack it.
Hack it. So,
thanks. Sorry.
Are you cold or do you just...
I have a homeostatic condition where I can't tell what temperature it is, but I'm just answering your question.
No, I know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for watching my show.
I think I relate because sometimes if I have a sip of caffeine, my clothes just like start shrinking onto my body because it disrupts my electromagnetic field.
Yeah, that's similar.
That's cool. Treva, I have an uncomfortable question to ask you. I'm going to throw it out right up top because I'm obsessed with like human behavior.
Sure.
Did we have sex? I was at the Steinway & Sons launch party on the roof of the Blah Hotel, and I'm pretty sure you're the guy who fucked me all up and down the E-flat chord. So like, was that you?
Did we have sex at the, Well, I remember that there was a baby grand in the room.
So you were there.
I did press you up against it, but that was just because I was trying my best to make eye contact, and I think I failed.
Okay. Well, you were behind me, so.
Well, I do remember, yes, that your eyes were just two patches of hair flowing down in an undercut.
Treva.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wearing my undercut pigtails that night.
Treva.
Yes, Quinn.
You like really remind me of my iPhone. Do you get that a lot?
Wow. An iPhone. What model?
Does it matter?
Well, sure. I mean, there are the LCD. I'm sorry. I meant the OLED with the photodiodes in the new model that's coming out in 2017.
Okay, that's exactly what my iPhone would say.
Then yes, I do get that all the time.
I thought you were going to talk about LCD sound system. It's so cool because I used to do merch for their roadies.
Wow.
Like if their roadies had t-shirts or anything.
Did you ever get to meet James Murphy?
Who?
The lead singer of LCD Sound System.
Cool. Wow, so you really do know a lot about celebs.
I love celebs.
Cool. So let's dive right in. What is the latest on the celebrity possession front? What do celebrities own?
Well,
I'm dying to know.
Tell us.
Well, I specialize in household appliances. And what that means, in addition to pets, and what that means is that I do have an encyclopedic knowledge of both of those assets. And for example, Kim Kardashian, for example, has 8 espresso machines in her LA home and 2 teacup Yorkies.
Wow.
That's
pretty interesting.
People love hearing about celebs. And I guess they also love hearing about very specific, impersonalized details.
Yeah. That must be like, I don't think anyone else does what you do.
That's true. I'd like to think that as well. In the age of celebrity endorsements that are frivolous and empty and vacant, it is nice to see what celebrities actually use in their homes.
Yeah, wait, totally. So let me ask you, so Juliana Margulies, what's she working with?
Juliana Margulies has 9 baby sloths and 10 Blendtecs.
Wow.
All of which are in her greenhouse conservatory.
Wow, that's a lot of Blendtecs.
Yes. Juliana Margulies, who is winding down her last season on The Good Wife, The Good Wife. She does own a specific type of household appliance, specifically in a Blendtec.
Okay, so I want to ask about someone who I just wish was my boyfriend dad. George Clooney, what does he have in his house?
Wow. Perennial daddy George Clooney. He has about 16 soda streams and 0 pets, I regret to inform. But I have counted, and I've counted 0. Conclusively, no pets.
Wow.
So this is great. Like, you're getting access to these celebrities' homes. Now, is that through the studios or through their agents or...
Well, I do have a team of about 5 interns, and for tax reasons, I do have to call them interns, and I do send them out to sort of, in some sort of reconnaissance mission type of thing, basically smash a window in each of these celebrities' homes.
Oh,
wow.
You mean like open
a window or peek through?
A forceful entrance, I would say, where they take a huge bed sheet that I provide on every assignment, I give them a huge bed sheet that they clump into a ball with their fist. And
okay.
Using that surface area, they do smash into bay windows and enter.
Oh, wow. So I actually have a question, which is maybe a little bit selfish, but I am a total horse lover, and I want to know which celeb owns the most horses.
Most horses. Let's see. Equine livestock, I would say Martha Stewart.
Wow.
She owns over 80 horses.
Oh my gosh, that's a few more than my family.
Wow.
I love her plates.
She's got great plates, a great lifestyle brand.
I love her scrapbooking material. I love just like to buy some of her scrapbooking material and then never use it.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say really quick, Treva, if your interns wanted to stop like crouching in the corner, they're allowed to like sit on the chairs. We brought in chairs for them.
They are just for, contractually, they are obligated to not occupy more than about 50 cubic meters of space.
Wow.
At any given time, together,
I never
in aggregate.
Am occupying more than 50 cubic meters
You're
of space.
You're very small. That's very true.
I'm a tiny.
Quinn, may I ask how many horses your family owns? You said below 80?
Well, we own 78 horses and 14 ponies, and that's not counting my sister.
Wow.
That's true.
92 total equine animals.
Yeah, whatever.
Are they held in one stable or spread out across several that you
actually
you and
they
your
each have
owns?
Their own guest house in case they ever want to have some friends over.
How are those guest houses furnished?
Whoa, I feel like I'm the celeb here.
Wow.
That's great. No, you really are.
Our theme this week was talking about being hot on the inside, and you know these celebs better than anyone else, so we gotta know which celebs are hot on the inside and which ones are ugly on the inside.
I can't tell you on an emotional level who is attractive or who is not attractive.
Huh.
But with some metrics, we can evaluate some of these aesthetic.
Like what type of metric? Trevor, are you okay? You're like kind of short circuiting.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Like I spilled a little bit of water on the ground.
Somebody get me a bag of rice.
Honestly, you're acting just like my MacBook right now.
Okay. Div, Quinn, I need one of you,
you guys. Oh, wow. Okay. Your interns are on it. Looks like you guys can't see this because it's a podcast, but
you
his interns are putting a big duvet cover full of rice over Treva.
And you can't see this right now, but I'm actually trying out a bit of an updo today.
It looks incredible.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm going to need my interns to borrow this giant bathtub. With claws.
Oh wow! I'm just wheeling it in.
I need to dump a bunch of rice into this bathtub, and I'm just gonna take my mic.
Okay.
I'm gonna go over here.
Yeah,
okay,
we can move
yeah.
it.
No, we'll okay.
you
we'll
got
move
it.
You over.
I got. Yeah.
Oh, his legs are so shaky.
Wow. Here I go.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. I just need. I will need to be here for about 12 hours. 12 hours?
Sure.
You know, I think they actually might be recording a celebrity sex tape in here next, but we could probably. Push back.
I won't make myself, too present.
Okay.
If that's all right.
I believe it.
That's fine. Honestly, like whatever makes you feel comfortable. Like one time I was at Stop and Shop and I needed to poop. So I did.
But they don't have a bathroom.
Yeah. So which celeb? So like Selena Gomez, like is she hot on the inside? Is she like a duff on the inside?
Selena Gomez is probably a duff to herself, as in she is her own designated ugly fat friend.
Wow. That's so sad.
I thought we were talking about Hill and Hale.
Who?
Hill and Hale.
Hill and Hale.
Hillary Clinton and Lucy Hale.
Hillary and Haley Duff.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Hillary Clinton and Lucy Hale.
Oh, no. I was talking about Hill and Hale Duff. Ugh. I wish that they would be on The Good Wife.
Same. I wrote a whole episode where, like, they're on The Good Wife and they have to kiss, but it's not creepy on the show because they're playing not sisters.
That's so weird because I wrote a little bit of a fan letter that said I wish that they would kiss, but only as long as they're sisters.
Like, they come on the show to play themselves?
No.
Hillary and Haley Duff produce about 5 ounces of oil from their T-zones that could, in theory, over time, reduce gas prices.
Wow.
Wow.
That's nuts.
That's exciting.
My interns did break into their home in Calabasas.
Oh, my God.
And they did collect enough fluid to test this theory and confirm it.
That must have taken a long time. Were they just living in the house?
My interns?
Yeah.
They were told to occupy, again, no more than 50 cubic meters of space.
I see one of them is sort of weeping over the lifeless body of another one. Is everything okay? Her hands are bleeding a lot.
You know, I need to check her Arduino circuit to confirm. Hi. Okay. Let's open her up. Okay. All right. I gotta move around some wires.
Oh, my God.
The circuitry's been a little, has been compromised slightly. She's good. She's back.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You kind of reminded me of my boyfriend, Chab, just then.
Your boyfriend, Chab.
Yeah, he's really good with, like, wires or something.
So do you have any other, like, hot goss? Like, tell us something about Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, tell us something about Ryan Gosling.
He's got goss right in the title, goss, so you know he's title. Full of goss.
You know he's full of goss.
Sure. His goss is that his own koi pond in his home has higher than recommended levels of nitrate due to his stubborn insistence on a tri-weekly cleaning schedule. If only he would read my fan mail. I send him fan mail on a regular cadence of about 20 times a week.
It's interesting because you send fan mail, which is an acceptable way to interact with a celebrity, but you're also having like these robot people, interns, break into his house.
Sure. Well, it does throw off the scent.
I'm sorry. Is one of your interns crying or is my phone ringing? I can't tell.
Let me confirm. I mean, it could be concurrent, as in your phone could be ringing while one of my interns is crying.
That is so true.
It's Chab. Well, turn it off.
One of my interns is vibrating to the...
Oh, no, Div, don't sit on her.
Oh, sorry. Please. I just scooted real bad.
One of my interns is emitting the sound of marimba, but only I can hear it at a certain frequency.
Wow,
are you guys familiar
clever.
With marimba?
Yeah, it's my favorite ring. I set that for whenever I need to take my microdosing sketch.
Microdosings?
Yeah. It's like a little bit of LSD and you put it on someone else's lunch.
Wow. LSD is a very effective substrate on food.
Okay, this next segment is my literal favorite. It's called
The Deconstruction.
And it's where we guess what certain celebrities' dicks look like.
Trevo, will you play with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, so our first celeb is Daniel Radcliffe. Okay, my guess on what his dick looks like is like milky and smooth, like really soft.
Yeah, with like a little scar.
Ooh.
I did see him pee in a club bathroom once. It was like small, but not as small as you'd think.
I have... metrics. Daniel Radcliffe has a 4.5 flaccid penis. Daniel Radcliffe has a 4.5 inch flaccid penis, but almost 6 inches in a hot tub, also flaccid, and also shrinks to a 3 inch penis at a ski lodge.
Wow. That's important stats.
4.5 inches soft is huge, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I only have Chab to measure it against, and he's, well... You know I love horses.
I regretfully don't have any data on girth for Daniel or any other male celebrity.
That's fine.
Okay, that's
fine. We'll make do. Okay, so next up, so excited he finally got his Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Woo! I bet his dick is like really polite, but like really cool.
Yeah, I pantsed him at a pool party once. His dick is pretty dope.
Mm.
And he's got like a little vape machine attached to it.
That is so on brand.
My interns have captured imagery of his dick riding a city bike throughout New York City. And wow. I also have other metrics for Leonardo DiCaprio's penis. He has one of the most used penises in Hollywood.
Wow.
It is utilized on average of 9.5 times a day. The decimal is just sort of an average with a standard deviation of about 0.2 times.
Wow.
That's a lot. Because you can use your dick even if you're not like using it. Like if you like think about it.
That's how I think about food.
I sense that my interns... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
One of my interns is using my dick right now, but just through an AirDrop Bluetooth in that kind of capacity.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I can see it's sort of straining.
Sure. Oh, I just received some files. I just received some files that I will later upload to Dropbox through my penis.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
I'm so sorry for the interruption.
No, it's all good.
Okay, our next celeb is Marco Rubio. Okay. I guess it's like kind of like soft, sort of like a bubblegum feel, like very unassuming.
My friend Nick blew him once while I watched. It was at a fundraiser my dad was hosting. His dick was like really boring.
I'm so sorry. I don't have enough data simply because we haven't been able to sample Marco Rubio's penis enough times for me.
Well, I appreciate you being honest.
Of course.
What are some of your techniques for sampling celeb dicks?
Well, some of my techniques include if foreskin is present to take up the detritus and the gross little lint rolls that form, gather.
How do you get in there?
Just a little swab.
But like physically,
at
a party or like in their house.
Yes, any social function. It's usually in public. I do again provide my interns with a giant bed sheet to
throw over their dick
and for them to ball up into a big
sure.
into a big, you know, fist, big clobber them over the head, knock them unconscious.
Dick. Yes. Okay.
Quinn, is everything okay? These words, do they make you feel something?
I'm sorry. They're just making me kind of homesick for my mom.
For your mother.
She always used to wad up my bed sheet.
That's very special.
So cute.
My mom is so cute.
She's such a good kisser.
Dev. So are you.
Stop. Okay, so one of my fave celebs is Justin Theroux.
Oh,
he's
my gosh,
known
you
for
love him.
He's so good. He's Jennifer Aniston's driver.
No, it's more than driving. I think they like smooch and stuff.
Yeah, like when you're committed to a guy, he's like your driver.
Oh, I get it. He's her driver.
No, he's just like her driver.
Your driver. I'm winking.
I don't know why you're making. She's calling one of her horses over. Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god, they're
I'm
so
sorry,
loyal.
I had to bring Nibba with me.
Wow, Nibba. She's a Palomino.
She's so cute.
She totally is. I'm gonna tell her you said that.
Well, that's, you know, that is just fact.
Okay, so our last celeb is Liam Hemsworth.
Liam.
What does his dick look like?
You know, the word I would use for it, and I don't often qualify
celebrity.
Wait,
let's all say it at the same time. What do we think his dick looks like?
On the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Squinty.
Oh my gosh.
It is absolutely a very squinty
penis.
It's
like a squinty.
It's a squinty, squinty dick.
Like, it's hot, but it's just like, what are you looking at?
It's like shy, like, but it's like scheming.
It's myopic. Like, it's a myopic penis.
Yeah, like, yeah, get totally. Glasses.
Yeah. Like, I'm right here.
Quinn, I have to ask something about Nibba.
Yeah.
Where does Nibba live? Is she on one of your ranches or stables that your family owns? Is she
Yeah,
a
like I've got like an extra room in my apartment, and she just kind of likes to hang out in there, but I kind of let her go wherever because she's a strong woman and she won't take no for an answer.
She is so, and I don't know a lot about horses.
No,
because I'm not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that she's really beautiful on the inside.
Oh my gosh, which reminds me. I want to know who has a great dick on the inside, you know?
This is like the real celeb goss, like real inside scoop.
Yeah.
If like, you scoop someone's like, insides, who would have a nice dick?
Like Howie from the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like so sweet.
It's so sweet. Like sweet such a sweet
the,
inner dick.
The little boy from Escape from Witch Mountain or Escape to Witch Mountain. I'm not familiar with the title. I'm
I don't know
not
which way you're going,
person.
If you're going towards it or away from it. Yeah. No, I totally know what you mean. Yeah. He's like a little boy. So it's like not like a thing.
Right.
But yeah.
Totally.
Like a nice little boy penis.
What do you think, Dev?
Honestly, I think, and this like might be a little political for some people.
Okay.
But I'm not afraid to get real because I'm an activist. God, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
God like created peace and Eden and like apples and like penises.
And even if God is woman, she's got a killer cock on the inside.
Yeah.
She would have a huge penis that is both beautiful on the inside and outside, for she would endow jizz herself with one.
And if God were to have a Vitamix but only buy one blade because God's cheap, would they get the dry one or the wet one?
The dry ones that come in the plastic packaging.
Oh my gosh. And that was the deconstruction this week.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
I need one of you to get me an industrial sized fan so I can rig a drying unit to dry my inner circuitry.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You're totally reminding me of my Kindle right now.
Wow. Kindle Paperwhite.
Yeah.
Backlit. Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's that time of the show where we tell you our plugs. Div, what are you plugging?
I'm plugging this new cough syrup I'm super into called Flavaflu. It makes you feel super good.
Oh my God. Are you sick?
Ugh, I wish.
Wow. Okay. I'm plugging a book I read when I was a kid that I like just remembered. I think it was about a dog.
What was it called?
I don't know. I think it was about a dog.
Okay,
Trevor, do you have any plugs?
Yes. As Div said, my show on VH1, The Rich Life, and Home Appliances, it airs 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central.
Yeah, and again, the name of that show is The Rich Life,
the Rich
and,
Life
Home Appliances.
And The Home
Appliances. That's the name of the show that they settled on.
You know what? You know what you're getting with that show.
Absolutely.
You really do. You can't say you don't know.
And I'm also a brand ambassador currently for Wifoisier. It's the only champagne for dogs. Celebrities love it. And so do humans.
Wow, that's confusing, but I love it.
Yes. Ellen Burstyn's dog asks for it by name and barks, woof, woofoisier, woofoisier.
Wow. That's incredible.
Woofoisier.
All right, do you have anything else to plug, Trevo?
Indeed I do. A gay teen drama I've written and produced and directed called Lake Como High will be up every Friday evening at 8 p.m. at the Annoyance Theater in Brooklyn. Please come see it. Please come.
Okay. No, we will.
My interns will send you all the press materials.
We bet they will.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress. Tune in next episode when we find out who my real father is.
Daddy!
Spoiler alert, it's my dad.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Pappalardo, Nicole Silverberg, and Anna Dresden. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Bowen Yang. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.